Unit 5. Lesson 1. Activity 4. 1. What has the tennis player injured today?
More problems for star tennis player Justin Brown, who only returned to first-class tennis a few weeks ago. He was absent from the game for several months last year because of an operation on his arm. In today's match against Fernando Garcia of Spain, he slipped and fell heavily on the grass court, hurting his ankle. He was taken straight to hospital for x-rays. Doctors say the injury is not serious, and fortunately, there is no damage to his knee.
Now listen again.
More problems for star tennis player Justin Brown, who only returned to first-class tennis a few weeks ago. He was absent from the game for several months last year because of an operation on his arm. In today's match against Fernando Garcia of Spain, he slipped and fell heavily on the grass court, hurting his ankle. He was taken straight to hospital for x-rays. Doctors say the injury is not serious, and fortunately, there is no damage to his knee.
2. What should the girl stop doing?
So, what can I do so that my shoulder gets better quickly?
Well, some exercise will definitely help. Swimming is very good because the water supports your arms. But playing the violin has caused your problem, so you should avoid that for at least a fortnight. You really ought to stop practicing for a while.
Right. I'll do that. What about using the computer?
That's okay, but you should make sure you take a break every half hour.
Now listen again.
So, what can I do so that my shoulder gets better quickly?
Well, some exercise will definitely help. Swimming is very good because the water supports your arms. But playing the violin has caused your problem, so you should avoid that for at least a fortnight. You really ought to stop practicing for a while.
Right. I'll do that. What about using the computer?
That's okay, but you should make sure you take a break every half hour.
3. Where will Rosie go tomorrow?
What's the matter, Rosie? I thought you were going to the hairdresser's today.
I've put it off until next week. I've had earache and toothache all day, so I saw the college doctor at lunchtime. He said my ear was okay, but he gave me some painkillers and said I ought to see my dentist as soon as possible. His earliest appointment is tomorrow morning.
Poor you. How are you feeling now?
Not great. Earache's bad enough, but toothache's even worse.
Now listen again.
What's the matter, Rosie? I thought you were going to the hairdresser's today.
I've put it off until next week. I've had earache and toothache all day, so I saw the college doctor at lunchtime. He said my ear was okay, but he gave me some painkillers and said I ought to see my dentist as soon as possible. His earliest appointment is tomorrow morning.
Poor you. How are you feeling now?
Not great. Earache's bad enough, but toothache's even worse.
4. What happened to Molly on holiday this year?
How was your holiday? No accidents this year, I hope.
Well, actually, Molly hurt her finger playing tennis and had to have it x-rayed. Fortunately, it wasn't broken. But she had a big bandage on it for the rest of the holiday. At least it wasn't as bad as last year when Tom fell off his bike and broke his arm.
You are unlucky. The worst problem we've ever had on holiday is insect bites.
Ah, well, we still had a great time. That's the main thing.
Now listen again.
How was your holiday? No accidents this year, I hope.
Well, actually, Molly hurt her finger playing tennis and had to have it x-rayed. Fortunately, it wasn't broken. But she had a big bandage on it for the rest of the holiday. At least it wasn't as bad as last year when Tom fell off his bike and broke his arm.
You are unlucky. The worst problem we've ever had on holiday is insect bites.
Ah, well, we still had a great time. That's the main thing.